Well, like a stingray stung me one time, and the flesh all around the wound got, as the doctor said, proud. So he had to cut the proud flesh out because it was no good. Mm-hmm. So I think when you see a wound that is surrounded by this bad-looking, discolored flesh, we call it proud.
Mm-hmm. And a brown liquid medicine that stinks a lot that you could put on a cut.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine.
Quinine.
And someone got shot and didn't recover. You'd say that the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Nope.
What about a joking way of saying that?
I can't think of it.
And you'd say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Casket.
And you say when he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're
in mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, I'm
fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
aches.
Or the disease is called.
Oh, arthritis.
And this is a disease that you don't hear much about nowadays, but children used to die from it. They'd choke up.
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
I guess maybe you're talking about yellow fever, but it could be smallpox.
Mm-hmm. What about janders or jaundice?
Oh, yeah, jaundice. He's got the yellow jaundice.
Okay. And you have a pain down here and have to have an operation. You call that?
Appendicitis.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you, came back up, you'd say you had...
You vomited. You had nausea.
Okay. Any other ways of saying vomit?
Threw up.
Which sounds better?
Well, I think just in my own home, where I'd say my son threw up last night.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a really crude way of saying that?
Upchucked.
Okay. What about puke?
Oh, I've heard puke. Yeah.
How does that sound?
Kind of vulgar.
And if the person threw up, you say he was sick. Where?
In the stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was...
Going steady.
What did people used to say?
I don't remember a word for it.
Do you ever hear people say courting or spark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And when I was young, we called it courting.
Was that the same thing as going steady?
Well, I think so, although I think there is a difference. I think that when we were courting, I think it was really serious.
Uh-huh.
And I think today they go steady, just kind of casual-like.
And he would be called her...
Bull.
And she would be his...
Sweetheart.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little
he's
brother,
been smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she
kicked him.